never seen anything more beautiful than the eyes on the side of Gina's head. I've never seen anything more beautiful than the eyes on the side of Gina's head.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM. Look at that. Gina. Gina. Gina, Gina. Does that make, song make you feel good?
Yeah, I like it. I mean, I know it's about a dog, but I like it.
Lance in West LA, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Wait,
how are you?
That's not John Mayer, is it?
No.
Hey, it sounds like
Lance. Lance. Oh.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Oh, it's Lindsay.
I had a feeling it was Lindsay.
All right.
All right. Yeah,
all right. So you think you can change your life after about age 30? And have you read this book?
Lindsay.
I read it, and it did change my life. I'm 50 right now.
Can you kick?
Never
mind. It's called Excuse Me, Your Life is Waiting. And how did it change your life?
Well, what it did mainly was it got me into a philosophy. Is the gal's name Gina there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. Does she know about Abraham and Jerry Hicks?
No, I don't. Oh, is that from Hay House?
Are those the two guys who adopted the first kid?
No, didn't they do mornings on KZLA?
No. It's actually Esther and Jerry Hicks.
Yeah, they were the morning show on the country station.
No.
Chester and...
Chester and Hicks.
Yeah, waking up with Chester and Hicks.
Oh, well, we're talking about different people. Then.
All right.
But anyway, the way it changed my life was it made me realize that if I seriously focus my energy, my intention on what makes me feel better and what makes me happy, then pretty soon I am feeling better and I am happy.
Jesus Christ. All right. Brian, please, this won't change your life. And it happened after age 15? Or after age 40?
Yeah, after 40. It was about 4 years ago.
And what did you see in your life that you didn't have before you read the book?
Well, the main thing was that I wasn't paying attention to what I was focusing on, and I was just kind of in...
How did it change your life, though? Did you get a different job? Did you have a family? Did you make money?
Yeah,
what happened?
Right. You got rich?
Major raise.
You got a lot of sun?
My relationships, even though I've always been... It's just, I can't say anything.
I have a question.
I believe you, baby.
All right, baby. I do have a question. Couldn't, take me for example, couldn't a change of prescription antidepressant medication do exactly what reading this book would do in a much shorter time period?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to have to take a pill every day to feel better.
Right. All right, Lindsay, you keep listening. Thank you for calling.
Some of us have to.
I think this would actually make you feel better faster than the pill.
Really?
Not the pill, but a pill.
Well, some of us need pills to
because
get through.
Those are cumulative, you know. Take a while. This is faster.
All right. Gina's read this book, Excuse Me, Your Life is Waiting. And it's all about changing your mindset to, I guess, be more successful on many different levels. Is that correct? Personally, financially?
Everything. Anything that you want.
Right. Earlier, Gina said, kind of using me as an example, that I have a lot of things waiting for me that I just have to read the book. But what's happening is this. Gina, in my opinion, and the readers of this book, like the previous caller, are becoming like people who talk about their church all the time. You know, they invite you over to dinner, and you sit there and they serve you dinner. I had a guy who used to live in my condo building where I lived, a very nice guy. And if he's listening, I do like him a lot. Invited me over for dinner. You know, I just went up the elevator to the third floor or whatever. Had dinner with him. Halfway through the steak, boom, started hitting me with his religion, his church, took out videos. Put videos on the TV. So this is what I think the readers of this book are like.
Brian, may I say something? Nothing repulses me and scares me more than those people, and I am not those people. And if nobody ever wanted to hear what I had to say, I'd keep it to myself and I'd be super happy. But you know what? I mentioned it to Tim. He thought, oh, this is weird. We'll talk about this.
But Gina, you're not super happy. with all due respect, you're happier than I am.
Yeah.
Okay. But you're not in this book, you know, all folded and creased. You know,
a lot of notes.
Yeah,
margins.
Paper, you know, I think she's not super happy.
Well, I just finished it, Brian.
Well, yeah, but dude, I don't think it's right to S on her trying to change your life. I mean, I think...
Is it right to S on my occupation, as you do?
I don't think... it's different.
As you did last hour when I was about to do an impression.
No, and that's why I apologize.
And you mocked me?
That's why I apologize.
So S-ing on me is appropriate.
No, I apologize. Oh, mm. And Gina's just trying to change her life and move on, and...
She's not super happy, dude.
No, because you know what it is?
And she wished sadness on me.
That's not true.
I heard
that's
it.
That's not true. But you have... You project, like, your... depression onto her. You're like, no, Gina, don't try to get happy because we need you here in the depression pool.
Yeah. It's his way to keep me down, actually.
And we can't do that. I mean, she's like a baby bird.
You gotta learn to fly.
There's, you know, and this book says that there's three states that you can... There's three states that you can exist in. The victim...
Texas... Florida
they are
and
still
Kelmore.
Baby birds. But
they got to start learning to fly.
But
they're not ready to fly on their own yet, but they got to start learning.
There are three.
All right, what are the three states?
The victim mode, the flatlining mode, and the turned on mode. Jeez. And I think most people I know, and especially one of them in this room, does not live his life in the turned on mode, but sort of waffles back and forth between victim and flatliner. And
right.
I'm not saying who.
Thanks.
All right, okay.
No,
that's real nice.
I'm not
Thanks.
Saying who it is.
I'm glad I came in tonight.
Scott in Long Beach, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey. I got to agree with Gina. I think Whitman should read this book because I listen to your show all the time, and I cannot figure out why this guy is not on, like, TV. He is a just brilliant with his impersonation.
Well, because his TV valve is closed.
Right. I'm reading another book on opening up my TV valve, and it's going to make me super happy.
Shut up! All right, Scott, I think you're right. But you know what? As much as we try to convince this guy and compliment him that he's very good at what he does.
Well, who's going to put me on TV? I'm fat.
See, can I say something?
Who's going to put me on TV? Anybody want to put me on? Well, tell me where to be tomorrow. I'll show up.
You know, but
no, I'll go tomorrow.
People are not going to go to your house and say, come on, TV.
No, I'll go tomorrow. Where do I have to go?
Brian,
tell me what time. Give me the address. I'll go. Tell me what. Give me. I can read the thing.
So everyone should set it up for you.
Well,
Brian is focusing on his lack of what he has. It's not going to come to him. The universe will give you exactly what you asked for, Brian.
Here's the crazy hands going.
Hey, Brian, why don't you think that for a second that maybe she's onto something here and try it, and if it doesn't work, you can always go back to radical depression.
Yeah. Let me answer this directly.
All right.
And I want to answer that question directly. I want to give a direct answer to your question. I don't believe happiness comes out of a book.
No. It comes out of a pill bottle.
Well, it
wow.
I don't know if it where it comes out of, but where do you think it comes from?
Wow. Let me say to that personal attack, wow. I don't think that it comes from a book. I'm living proof that it doesn't come out of a pill bottle.
That's not true.
I'm not cured of depression.
Well, you also said ixnay to the ill pays.
Well,
how do you pronounce that?
I dropped off them for a while. I dropped off them, please, but I tell the psychiatrist that I'm on them.
Sorry.
I lie to him. But that was something I had not anticipated putting on the air to him.
Hope he's not listening.
All right, I'm no longer. Doctor, when I sit there and tell you that I'm taking the medication, I'm not. It's in a drawer. I don't take it. And when you ask me how much I drink, that number is not real. And when you ask me about my sleeping habits, that I get up in the morning, that's also
BS.
That's also BS. When you ask me about my eating and all of that, and my personal relationships.
Working out.
All of that is untrue. And then you give me the prescriptions for the stuff I like, and then I leave.
What percentage of what you tell your doctor is the truth? Your psychiatrist.
I really like him. I really do like him.
It has nothing to do with like him or not.
I probably tell him the truth 30% of the time.
That's not bad.
70% of what I say in that office is untrue.
I do that with my medical doctor.
I feel an obligation almost for him, you know, to say that I'm doing well, as you probably do with your medical doctor.
Tracy and Diamond Bar, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hi, I can't stop laughing at you guys.
Oh, well, maybe with us, at us, that doesn't matter. Go ahead,
what do you got? No, it's the first ever heard you guys. I was pulling out of CVS, and I was like, oh, my God, these guys are out of control.
See, that's a good place, CVS. Ooh. Are you getting a prescription?
No. Pills? No.
How long have you been living in Diamond Bar?
Not very long.
Where are you from?
I'm originally from the hood. I'm from Norwalk, but...
Oh, well, you're from Southern California. How old are you?
I'm going to be 29.
Wow, you never heard this show or this station.
So go to a Diamond Bar.
All right, what do you got, baby?
I think that to each his own. I think that if someone can enhance their life by reading a book and that helps them, then that's fine. If they got to go be a Bible thumper, then be a Bible thumper.
Well, that's...
I think you're right.
I recommend that book. I do have a deep
faith. If you want to become a Scientologist, go become a Scientologist.
Or do whatever you want. You know, would you date a Scientologist? Would you date someone?
Oh, my. I'm married.
Right. You're married to, what is that guy like?
My husband's Filipino, and we have two kids, and he's Catholic, and I was born Christian, but I'm like, you know, I'm not all into the organized religion, none of that stuff.
Right, but that's fine. Look, I've said about religion, and I don't need to give relationship advice or free advice.
Free advice.
But I believe that when it comes to religion, I don't think that needs to be a relationship buster, to be honest with you.
Have you read this book, Tracy?
No.
Oh.
All right. Keep listening, baby.
She did
right,
just
thank
leave.
You very much.
She did just leave CVS.
Yeah, she's got a prescription of Vicodin.
She sampled it in the parking lot.
Can I just give what I feel like maybe a little disclaimer?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm not a religious person. I haven't spent my entire life as a very, very crazy happy person, crazy depressed person. Mm-hmm. I'm just a person trying to live, you know?
God almighty.
And,
You are a religious person.
No.
Yes, you are. You're pretty Jewish. You're pretty Jewish.
No, I don't think so.
You're pretty Jewish.
Oh.
Do you know this song?
I do.
How's it go?
Hava Nagila Hava.
You're singing with a closed valve.
Open your valve, baby. Maybe I'll come over later. Open your valve.
Nagila hava.
Nagila beis nechav. Hava neranan la. Hava
neranan. Two unit.
Okay. All right, Gina has read this book.
Just
it
trying
is,
to help my fellow
now, this
man.
Is the open valve Jewish song. There you go. Excuse me, your life is waiting. Can you change your life after age 30? Gina's trying to do it, and Brian's trying to talk her out of it.
No, I'm not trying to talk her out of it. All I'm saying is you can't get happiness from a book.
How do you know that?
Well, it's different ideas. You can get happiness from somebody giving you a different way to look at something, right?
Right. How do you get it then?
I think happiness happens to you by changing your life and...
How do you change your life? You read books, you open yourself up to information?
Look, I have obsessive compulsive disorder. I have every book at home, every book on curing obsessive compulsive disorder.
None of them worked?
I've read them all.
Really?
I'm still, you know, hitting the light switch 90 times and taking me a half hour to leave the house.
Now, when you go home, do you count all your OCD books?
Very funny, Tim.
All right, it's Conway and Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM.
If I could turn back time, if I could find a way, I'd take back going home with that jackass.
All right, we get it. All right, it is the Conway and Whitman show, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Now, Tim, I did ask you last night to do for Gina your Cher impression.
I did it for her in the parking lot.
It's amazing.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Oh, all right.
But it's a visual. I can't do it on the air because nobody can see
had
it.
I left when you did?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you're already
so
home.
You were busting out. Wow, I tell you, man.
Because Gina said, well, let me see your Cher impersonation, so I did it.
Wow, Conway busting out Cher impressions in the station parking lot.
All right. Excuse me, your life. Excuse me, your life is waiting. Is a book that Gina just read, and she's trying to turn her life around, and it's irritating Brian.
Well, it's not irritating me, but again, but I'm a truth teller, and I detect fabricated happiness, and I got to call it out, Tim. I'm sitting here with authentic depression. It's not a put on. It's not a game. It's real.
But I think part of that depression is really not being. Excited when somebody else is happy. That's part of the depression.
Well, I don't wish my depression on other people.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying, like, if you lived with somebody who was like always bounce around, whistling and singing and having a great time. That'd drive you crazy.
I would hate that.
Yeah.
But I also, I'm just posing this as a question, just a question, because I've done it a million times. I know people who do it. Do you sometimes feel like you kind of own your depression? Like, you know, you almost, I hesitate to use this word, but I can't think of another word. It's almost like a pride thing. Like, this is what I have, or this is what I've gone through. And it's kind of that survivor mentality, but it's not advancing you at all. I'm trying to be, you know, does that make any sense?
You're trying to be nuts?
All right. John in Long Beach on 97.1.
Hey, Babu.
Hey.
Hey, man.
Hey, God. Yeah, I've been listening to you guys for 10 years. I love you, Mr. Conway.
Thanks, man. How old are you?
I'm 32.
All right.
See that, Tim?
Way back.
All
hey,
right.
A couple quick. I'm ready to open my valves, man. I like that book.
Yeah, man. Well, yeah. Gina is actually trying to get dudes to open up their valves.
Have you read
are
the
you serious?
Yeah, have you read the book?
I haven't yet, but I'm going to go out and buy it tomorrow. I know that.
Yeah, it sounds like a good deal, huh? Hey, listen, if you get nothing out of it, you know, you still, you know, what are you out? $15?
Right. What did the book cost you?
$16.95. And I will say she's an older woman.
She's dead.
Well, she's real old now, but she wrote this. It's a little hokey, some of the words. She's like dork and like, you know, whatever, but just get over that.
Right. So it's hip.
John, what do you need to change about your life?
You know, I think I need to be more sad, according to Mr. Whitman there.
No, I'm not. I'm not asking. No, that's not true.
I'm one of those happy guys. In fact, Tim, I've worked with one of your siblings before, I got to say. And I'm one of those happy guys at work that Mr. Whitman would get all angry about.
Now, you wake up in the morning, like up and hyper and happy?
Yeah, 4:45, you know, call time, go to work.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
what do you do for a living?
I can't do it.
I work in film and commercials.
Well, that's pretty cool, dude.
Good for you, dude.
Yeah, man. Hey, can I get a Woolsey update? What's she up to?
Hello?
I don't know what Woolsey's up to. I think she's living in the state of Washington.
Right. I believe she's living with her brother, in fact. And
she left her boyfriend because he threatened to kill her. And I think there was knife play.
Yeah, I remember that. I heard a rumor, too, that Steckler moved in with them over there.
Are you serious?
Yes. Are you serious?
Yeah, crazy stuff.
Serious?
All right, buddy. Hey. We thank you for calling, Johnny.
Thanks, guys.
All right, there he goes, man. All right, that guy seems like a positive dude, right?
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
Yeah, wouldn't you like to be like that?
Sure. I mean, you know, he's got his valves open. And he's
Daniel in West LA. You're on 97.1.
I'm getting sick.
Hey,
Jerry got me sick.
I want to talk to Gina about these valves. How are you?
Hi.
I'm the nice
how are
fish
you?
Boy.
Hi. Who are you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yoga Dan.
Oh, hi, Yoga Dan.
Hi.
Hi. Talk to me about your valve, Dan.
Hey, Whitman, I want to, you know, I talked to you before the New Year's, and I want to...
You did?
Yes, and I was encouraging you about, you know, how talented you are, and right. And I think that...
Thank you, sir.
He hates that line.
Where did we have this conversation?
We had it at the Ivy.
Oil Can Harry's?
No. Listen, I think Gina and I, as a team, as a spiritual team...
High as a kite.
How high are you, dude?
No, I'm high on my own blood supply.
By the way, anybody who calls a radio station to be a spiritual team member is a lunatic.
I will check it out.
The guy's burnt.
All right, man. There he goes. All right, let's talk to Matt in Ontario. Matt, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, man.
Matt, we need to actually you to make a little more noise with your phone.
Yeah, no problem. All right. I was just going to say, I kind of think I have an understanding why Brian is more against this than Gina. It's saying stuff about, like, feeling is better. And just, I mean, I don't mean to sound sexist or anything, but just because Brian is a man and Gina's a woman, I mean, Gina, women are more emotional creatures.
That's true.
So, like,
not saying, in this case.
Well, saying open up your feelings more kind of, like, probably appeals to women more. I mean,
hey, buddy.
All right, thanks, dude.
Can you take the hand that you're not holding the phone with and just rub it over the part of the phone that you talk into while you're talking to us?
If I can just defend myself, my cat was just in my face and he rubbed right against the phone. I'm sorry.
How many cats you have?
Just one.
How many dogs?
None.
All right. Is all right, buddy. We thank you for calling.
I'll just say a straight man recommended this book to me.
A straight man?
Yes.
Really?
And he's one of my dear friends. He's very cynical, very negative. He said, Gina, I feel a lot better.
Did it change his life?
Yes, absolutely.
Let me see it.
All right. Okay. And the book is called Excuse Me, Your Life is Waiting.
Excuse Me, Your Life is Waiting.
And the author is Lynn Grabhorn.
Yes. Currently deceased.
Who is dead?
It's all earmarked.
Ooh, Gina under... Oh, God.
I was trying to give this 100%. I do everything so half-assed.
Ooh, wow.
I thought, I'm going to take this seriously.
Oh, my God. You know what this is like? This is like when the detectives, if there's a crime, you know, they're trying to solve some serial killing spree, and they do make it into the apartment of the prime suspect.
Right.
And they find, like... written material underlined and highlighted.
Yeah, it's random letters and skulls.
Look at
Brian.
All of this. It's like that movie.
It's like a racing form.
You know that Mel Gibson movie when they went into his apartment and it was all like newspaper clippings all on the wall.
You mean Russell Crowe?
No.
Beautiful Mind?
No. Actually, Mel Gibson movie. I think it was called Conspiracy Theory, actually.
Never heard of it.
Here's your book, not...
Hey, you got to talk to the mic, Brian. All right, Kenny in Los Angeles, 97.1 Free FM. How are you, dude?
Yeah, it seems to me, I'm not saying Gina's this way, but it seems to me extremely positive, super achievers come off insane.
Sure.
Like Katie Couric and Tom Cruise.
Right, but there's a difference. I mean, yeah, you're right. That's an extreme. But there's a difference between, you know, being crazily excited about everything.
That's correct.
And just trying to improve your life a couple of notches.
It's authenticity. And I think that this book...
But right now, what Gina, you know, because she just read this book a couple weeks ago, what she needs from you, dude, is, hey, listen, it's, you know, good. I hope that works out for you.
Well,
it's very positive.
Well,
instead of you S-ing on her.
Yeah, I'm not a zealot, Brian. I'm just happy to be alive. I'm sorry if that bothers you.
But I don't need, you know, both of you screaming at me like crazy people. I'm not wishing sadness on Gina. I wish happiness for her. By the way, for those who are listening to the program... It was she this hour who wished sadness upon me.
That's not true.
I did not wish,
no. That's not
she
true.
Said, "You'll."
I'm not talking down to you,
true.
You stupid ass.
You mother-rappers.
No, I don't wish Brian anything but the best that life has to offer.
By the way,
I don't think.
Same for you.
Brian,
you.
I don't think you have closed valves.
Thank
I
you.
Really don't.
My valves are, I'm pretty, I emote pretty.
I don't think you have closed valves.
Well, thank you.
However, I don't think you have valves. It's Conway and Whitman, live at 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back,
wow.
Everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. John and Jeff are with us from the John and Jeff Show.
What's up, boys?
Look at that, man.
Look, have you greeted me, John?
I don't think you guys have greeted each other, huh? Yeah.
Hello, no. John.
What's happening on the John and Jeff Show tonight? It's Thursday night, free-for-all?
Yeah, this is our last night of the week, and we're going to have our third shift free-for-all. We're going to explore more on the topic of questions you want answered before you get married. We touched on a little bit last night.
It's a good topic, man.
So I got to tell you, a lot of people want to know how many sexual partners the other person has had, and I say it's dangerous territory.
Yeah, you know what, John? I agree with you. It's like walking on very thin ice. It's a conversation you really... think you might want to have, but at the end of that conversation, you really wish you hadn't gone there.
Yeah. But I'd like to know what their relationship was with their grandparents, because I think people with better relationships with their grandparents are more stable people, in my opinion.
Also,
my experience.
You got to take a good long
if they
hard,
knew their
a good take a good long hard look at the mother, because your wife will morph into that.
Right.
If the mother has bloated ankles like Hillary Clinton,
right?
And she's got a mustache.
Yeah, physically, she's going to be like mom.
You're like, pff.
Yeah. And I think emotionally, she's going to be more like dad, though.
But you know, not physically all the time is she going to be like mom.
No, but I mean, why take the chance? You know,
look at that mother.
Why are you?
No.
Mom's a fatso.
No. I just no.
Have you ever?
No, I think that.
No.
No. How are you? Let me say it this way.
Hello, Marilyn.
Hello, Marilyn. Let me say it to you this way. How are you, sweet spirit?
Hello, Marilyn.
Jack and Jeff.
I'm in a town car.
Hello, Marilyn.
She had a condominium in Hollywood. Hollywood, California.
Welcome, Marilyn.
Welcome, Marilyn.
Welcome, Marilyn.
What I mean is, I've seen really hot girls
with ugly moms.
Right.
Yeah, but wait until they're 50.
I don't think it can turn around.
That's the worst. The women have had the roller coaster. Like, they're really hot, then they become really ugly when they're old. A lot of anger comes along with it.
Right, a lot of emotional changing, too.
Oh, yeah. Right. Lots of anger. And nothing makes that that put'em lose its it looks more like anger, man. All right, John and Jeff coming up immediately here on 97.1 Free FM. Tomorrow, right after Lycus, it's another episode of Conway and Whitman.
Yeah.
Again, right here on the Big FM Talker, 97.1 Free FM.
SoCal's Big FM Talker, man.
Show's over, Brian. Brittany in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Be careful when you throw rock in living.
Be careful when your soul rocks in living.
Belize.
Not it either.
R-O-T.
R-O-T?
Rat.
Yeah.
Son, shut up.
Rat. I don't know how to spell it, but that's not it.
Rat. Rat. R-O-T. Rat.
That's a very attractive quality, though.
Thank you.
Well, hey, you're running around spelling rot.
Spelling rot. Rot. R-O-T. Rot.
Go to bars and do that.
Hey, what's up? Hey, yeah.
Rot.
Rot. Rot.
R-O-T.
R-O-T. Rot.
Want to go home with me?
Hey, you're hot. H-O-T. Hot. Want to come home with me? Rot. R-O-T. Rot.
And you're not. N-O-T.
Not.
All right. Thanks, Brittany.
People tell me I'm not. N-O-T. Not. But you're definitely hot. H-O-T. Hot. Want to come to my apartment and just sit and watch me? Rot. R-O-T. Rot. I love this B-A-R, bar. I want to get H-A-M-M-E-R-E-D hammered.
I love that she's spelling basically three-lettered words.
What was her name?
Brittany.
I'm Brittany. B-R-I-T-T-A-N-Y, Brittany. That's my name, N-A-M-E. Come on, let's go get a D-R-I-N-K drink.
That's a great animation character. All right, let's
take
it out.
On our first date, I'll have a salad, S-A-L-A-D. It's like lingo on the game show network where they spell every word.